I want to invite everybody here who has the opportunity on the 19th of March this year to come to Fayetteville, North Carolina. We're going to occupy the city adjacent to the biggest military installation in the United States, and we want 20,000 bodies there. We need you there. I have a message for the president and his clique today from the troops and the veterans and the military families who have put aside childish things. I have a message for the president and his clique today from those of us who have put aside our naive belief in mythology that passes for history, and from those of us who have put aside the denial that pardons us from responsibility. We are the people who are inside the institution you are using and using up to attack the sovereignty of other nations, to kill hundreds of thousands of other people, combatants and non-combatants, men and women, adults and children, to destroy their civilization, to rubble their homes, to cripple them, poison them, steal from them, imprison them without cause or due process, humiliate them, and bend their whole society to the will of those here in Washington who are seldom, if ever, in harm's way. My message to them is that we are awake. My message is that more of us are waking up all the time. And my message is that we are going to keep on waking up our sisters and brothers inside the military until, between the ever more glaring criminality of the war in which the troops participate and between our appeals to the raw truth and their basic humanity, we are going to keep on waking them up until the institution itself is in jeopardy. We are going to keep waking up the troops and the families and the vets until they become the conscience of a nation that the Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice clique cannot ignore. We are going to keep on waking them up until we can translate the individual moral desertions, the courageous refusals, and the immensely important witnessing in which the individual troops and families are now engaged, until we can translate those individual acts of conscience and courage into mass action, and like the heroic labor strikes of the CIO and the great social struggles of the 60s and 70s, will stop the wheels turning and make real the great lie that we are a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people. Never forget that it was the soldiers of the Roman Empire, those who were not permitted into the great halls of power, but upon whom that very power rested, they finally turned on the Roman Empire and brought it down. We are in a war, all right. We're in a war with this ruling clique or anyone who would continue their legacy. And it's a war for the future of our children and our grandchildren. And we who have faced the terror and the sorrow of war will not be intimidated by patriot acts, by your jails, by your slanders, and by your force. Because we are not weak-kneed opportunists like many in the Democratic Party, with a few notable exceptions that were stampeded into co-signing this war. And many of us have put aside the childish thing of depending on a Democrat good cop to save us from a Republican bad cop. I'm sorry, but John Kerry could go straight to hell. He supported this war. He supported this war that kills, maims, and steals the sanity of our loved ones too, and he can go to hell with George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza. I'm getting paid Rice. This is not about elections anymore. It's about building an army of resistance within the armed forces, and we're aiming for nothing less, and we are as determined as we are calculating and patient. So you can have your little $40 million inauguration festival, you fake-ass preppy cowboy. You can have your parties surrounded by millions and millions more dollars worth of high-dollar security. And it's funny that they feel they need all that security to protect themselves from people who are advocating for peace. This is an indication of how strong we are, and it's an indication of how weak they are. You know, have your party, but know we're going to win. We're going to win because we're not going to surrender, and we're not going to retreat, and we're never, never, never going to stop. Thank you.